Elizabeth Croft Facebook. https://www.facebook.com/elizabeth.croft.coequeneer you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, for 11 years what is your occupation, and for how long? I have two jobs. Director of Grant Management at the Cowichan Intercultural Society 4 years and school trustee for the Cowichan Valley School District 8 years. I'm also running for a third term. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. I have 25 plus years of governance experience on national, local and provincial boards of directors for industry associations and nonprofits. This includes SD79 School Trustee, Administration Team Our Cowichan Healthcare Network, Cowichan Public Art Gallery, Raptor Rescue Society and Oakdale Neighborhood Association. When I was with the Duncan Cowichan Chamber, we grew from 250 to 500 members. Now at the Cowichan Intercultural Society, I access grants and oversee diversity and inclusion programming. Recently, I acquired federal funding for Cowichan's first racism and marginalization study. Now complete, it's been distributed to local governments, educators, organizations and influencers throughout our region. Why are you running? What's your motivation? There's so much potential and I'm ambitious about making good things happen. I'm good at governance and arrive with the experience and relationships to listen and hit the ground running. This favors success and I'm driven to be successful for and with constituents. Cowichan can be positive about the future. The overall community plan reflects significant community input. Consultation is required for implementation, so there are ongoing opportunities to shape the community. People spoke clearly about what they like and what they want in North Cowichan. That's a marvelous resource as the new mayor and councillors take office. What are your top three issues? Affordable, walkable neighborhoods that retain a rural flavor, resolving the opioid crises with supported housing, collaborative services and provincial funding, counter inflation with low taxes. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Walkable, affordable neighborhoods inside urban containment boundaries have busy parks, new schools, bike lanes, shops and recreation centers. Surrounding farms provide more local produce than ever before. Municipal forests, conservation areas, trails and shoreline parks provide recreation, restorative beauty and attract tourism dollars. Multiple agencies serve those in need, facilitating transitions toward well-being and independence. Buildings, especially schools and public facilities, are ready for extreme weather, heat, drought, cold, power outages and rain. Business associations and local governments market Cowichan as the perfect place to grow business and attract talent. Because Vancouver Island University has new departments and graduate studies, there is a resident, educated workforce. Due to thoughtful, co-created environmental standards, businesses and residences have an affordable, zero carbon footprint. What's one big idea you have for your community? My big idea is this. Prosperity doesn't mean sacrificing one sector to build up another. Vital communities are interconnected. Success in one sector promotes success elsewhere. For instance, families benefit from career-spanning jobs with significant salaries to raise their kids and get ahead. This only exists alongside a vibrant business and industrial sector to provide those positions. Prosperity attracts new residents, talent, and a growing economy. This means a broader tax base, well-funded social services, all of which reduces pressures to increase taxes. Building that community is the primary job of local governments.